I mean, this game is probably getting more attention than damn sure any regular season game that the Texans have played. I think a comparable Texans game last year was the Cincinnati Bengal game, which to me was kind of a measuring stick game for the Texans, kind of really see where they were at. They'd won a couple of games. How good can CJ really be, and how good can this team be? And when they won that game, I don't care how they won and how they got it done, when they won that game, they beat a team that everybody in the AFC thought was a top team. Everybody in the AFC potentially represent the AFC in the championship game, if not the Super Bowl. And so you look at it and you go, okay, that was kind of a monumental measuring stick win for the Texans. I think this is the biggest regular season game for D'Amico Ryans. I think it's the biggest game for D'Amico Ryans since he's been here. But I definitely think it's the biggest regular season game, measuring stick game for the Houston Texans. Do you agree with that?
I heard you make that point earlier this week. I can't say you're wrong. I know.
Sure, you can. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Well, I get your point, and I do agree with you. I just always go back to the final game last year against the Colts because I think that sets up this year. Like, if you lose that game, you don't make the playoffs, or you know, you don't win. I think some people might feel a little differently coming into this season, but the fact that you won that game, you win a playoff game, that set up all the expectations for this season, therefore making this a big game. And it showed. Young quarterback, young coach going on the road and essentially a playoff game, so much on the line, playing really well, getting a win. So you've swayed me. When you first said it, I thought, no, that can't match up with that game last year. And as I heard you continue to talk about it through this week, I thought, he has pulled me over to his side, but I think I still lean to that final game last year because that sets up the big stage, in my opinion. Sure. Helps sets up the big stage that we have Sunday.
Fair. There's a handful of them out there. I just think this is about establishing yourself as one of the top teams in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not winning the division, not getting in when nobody thought you were going to get in. This is validating what everybody has put them on the table and said, this is a potential Super Bowl team. You're validating that. You don't show up and show out. You just go out there and you get Minnesota Viking.
Yeah.
Then folks are going to change their song and dance on the Houston Texans. With that said, we talked a lot about the offense in the first segment. I want to switch over to the defensive side of the football here. I think this is big. Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator. I know D'Amico Ryans does all the calling and probably a lot of the scheming, but Matt Burke is an integral part of what they're doing on the defensive side of the football. Love it or hate it, that's the reality of it. When it comes Thursday, Matt Burke as a defensive coordinator is the face of this defense and speaks to the media. And Matt Burke had some interesting things to say about the Bills' threat. The Bills threaten a defense in a way that maybe the old school, and I'm just saying not exactly the same, but with the same mentality and mindset. Derrick Henry and the Titans back in the day, we're just going to pound it right mm-hmm. and make you like it. You know, Baltimore Ravens, I think they're definitely now, maybe not so much last year, but definitely now, and in the previous years in Baltimore, the 49ers had the ability to do it. But they're going to do it in a way with Josh Allen, a big quarterback, that I think is a unique challenge, if you will, for Matt Burke in this defense. Here's Matt Burke talking specifically about what the Buffalo Bills offense brings to the table.
Yeah, great players. Great. And, you know, if you think, like, I would say they're sort of triangle of, you know, Shakir in the slot and then the tight end in the back, sort of those inside pieces. They're huge weapons for them. And, you know, they try to get those guys in the matchups that they want. Back's a really good receiver, explosive with the ball in his hands. Tight ends obviously become a huge weapon for them as well. So, I think it's just part of their sort of philosophy of working some of the inside part of the field with those guys and trying to get those guys in mismatches. And like I said, part of, like, to me, you know, them getting the ball out of his hands fairly quickly, just it's like, let's get into a good spot and let those guys do some work. So, sort of us closing space and challenging those guys and closing for tackles and tracking those things are going to be big because, you know, in some case, you can't take away. Like, they can throw some screens and just get the ball in those guys' hands, and we have to be good on the perimeter and sort of defending that piece for sure.
That brings two things to light. And Luke, I'm going to tell you, I didn't hear this audio until almost I got here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I built this segment right here, these two topics that we're going to talk about, before I heard Matt Burke's audio. When I heard it, I was like, that's it. Matt made my point. Matt, I love you, man. Here's the thing. When you look at the top matchups for the defensive side of the football for the Houston Texans, it is the interior defensive line versus the Buffalo Bills downhill run attack. That's it. It starts and stops there with Cooks and Allen downhill and the backups, obviously. But that 1-2 punch of those guys getting downhill, if the game isn't tight, then it's not going to matter. But as long as this game is close, they're going to be willing to risk Josh Allen in run situations. And this interior defensive line has got to bow its neck. This is, like Trapp said, Travis Johnson said last night, bow your neck and earn your check. This is one of those games for the Houston Texans. I said this coming in. It was a dead horse that I beat coming into the game. Is the interior defensive line for the Texans. They tried to address it with game-changing, different kind of playmakers. They ended up addressing it with depth and journeyman, if you will. They've had a couple of guys, Mario Edwards and a couple of other guys, Tim Settle Jr. stepped up, and Foley Fatakasi stepped up, and they've done some nice things. But, if the bar is AFC Championship Super Bowl, then this is the game where those guys got to bow your neck and earn your check. They got to slow that run game down inside, and it starts with those guys there.
And this is going to be a challenge that you're not used to seeing, and you probably won't see the rest of the year. And facing a quarterback like Josh Allen, that combination of the passing and the throwing. And if you go back and you look at this Texans defense so far under D'Amico Ryans, I mean, go back to last year, you lost to the Ravens twice, and you lost to Anthony Richardson. That was probably the best mobile quarterbacks you faced. And then even earlier this year, Anthony Richardson did a pretty good job with his feet, not nearly as good with his arm compared to Josh Allen. And even last year, you point to, like, say, the Cardinals would maybe be the other game where you faced a mobile quarterback in Kyler Murray, and they won that game, but Kyler still had over 50 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown as well and did some good things on the ground. And now this is an even bigger challenge in Josh Allen. So not only that physical rushing attack, but to be able to account for both the running back and the quarterback being able to run the football so well, this is different than Anthony Richardson because what he can do with his arm.